It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome into a brand new week of the Ned and Josh podcast. It is all thanks to 8020 The Cafe, with locations at Barton, Braddon, Civic, Coombs.
Sorry, I tried to get off mic then.
No, it wasn't that you were burping. I've bought a new thing that's a screen that's behind your head that I can read our sponsor documents off, and you just leaned in front of it the whole time I was trying to read that then.
So what happened was...
My very first usage of this fancy new technology has been compromised by your fat head just being in the way of what I was reading.
I tried to burp then, and I tried to lean out of the way, leaned straight into the screen, and I'm pretty sure the burp was picked up on mic.
If I just had a piece of paper, none of this would have been a problem.
No.
We've overcomplicated it all. But at the team from 8020, they don't overcomplicate anything. They do enjoyable, healthy food at the core of everything they do. We've got some more to tell you about that as the week goes on. But a big thank you to the team for sponsoring us. Mm. Ned!
Yes.
It's another week. We're here. We're enjoying ourselves.
we are enjoying ourselves.
Can I just say, sorry, I've been distracted because on the way into the studio today, otherwise known as my apartment, I saw an old man. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it was an old man at least in his 60s.
Yeah.
And he was wearing New Balance runners, which have come back into fashion. And a lot of people, like Carrie's oldest, he has a pair of New Balances. They're very cool.
A lot of skaters wearing New Balances.
I think we've talked about this before with like middle-aged men and board shorts, like wearing board shorts to the shops. That's sort of becoming a little bit more acceptable as well. Do you think this... If this old man is wearing New Balances because he knows they're back in fashion and he's trying to be a bit trendy... I can't give him credit for that based on the fact that he looks like the kind of old man that would just be wearing them anyway.
He
might be super fashionable.
But you don't know.
He might have just bought them 3 months ago. But because of his age, I just assume he has them anyway.
He's sort of like a turtle. Like, you don't know if he's a turtle. You don't know if he's adapted with the times or if he's so slow that he's just been around since it was here last time.
Just picked it back up.
Yeah. Same as Carhartt gear. Like, all this, like... And this is like literally construction worker gear that now is like... You see people in Soho in New York being like, oh, this is a $700 Carhartt jacket. Like, train workers are like, this is my work-supplied Carhartt gear. Like, what? What do you mean? Fashion's getting too confusing. I'm like, are you accidentally super fashionable, or is this a very concise choice?
I must admit that I've literally, I think to being super comfortable in a relationship and going, like, there's only one person I really care about finding me attractive.
Yeah.
I'm super comfortable in fashion choices I make now. Like, I found an old pair of Cotton On Sunnies that are, like, so not fashionable anymore.
But you're like, meh.
I like him.
Yeah, sure. They keep the sun out of your eyes.
And Carrie's not making fun of me.
Exactly.
So I'm good.
I do like that's a very important stipulation. Yeah. She doesn't like them. She's just not making fun of them.
She's not making fun of me. She's not, and that's...
And to my face.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what she's doing with her girlfriends. So I've been flat out into the gym for the last week.
How's it been going?
I literally have my Apple Watch has told me that last week I spent 9 hours in the gym.
Wow.
That's more than I spent in the last 6 months.
That is very impressive. How is it? Are you enjoying being back or is it more of a burden?
No, I'm loving it. I'm over that hurdle of motivation where you're like, I'm excited to be here.
I really give up on 90% of the things during that first week where I'm like...
Yeah, me too. And that's why I was so...
That's why I'm so proud of you.
I was so excited about the fact that I had the motivation. It's over. It's done.
Yeah. And but now it's more of a fact of life, I would imagine.
No. It's
you don't want
something's
to.
Happened. The thing that's happened is that McDonald's are going to be... They're going to be doing a...
So when you said something, you meant like universally something has happened.
McDonald's will be doing a chicken McMuffin for breakfast now.
They've been doing that for ages.
No, they haven't. Because I haven't seen it before and it looks f***ing awesome.
Yeah, and I've had one. It is the bee's knees. It's so good. It's the best.
You've had one.
I've had one. I've had like three. And
I was under the understanding that this was a new invention.
No, I'll say I've only seen it over the last like maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, good. So it is relatively new. I've been out of the country.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I really don't like Macca's breakfast that much. Just like, it's not for me.
Yeah, sure.
I
don't think it's for many people.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. And no, look, it's fine.
People who love it, it shouldn't be for them.
I just don't. Whatever. But I have gone multiple times to go and get this chicken, the chicken McMuffin.
It's a chicken and cheese.
But with a muffin.
Yeah,
which is the best part.
I just...
Yeah, it's great.
I have accepted that the gym's over for me. Yeah. I've accepted that this is going to become a staple of my life.
Yeah.
It just looks phenomenal.
I do like that these two things that are completely separate can't coexist.
No, they
like,
can't.
You can't have one and then also go to the gym for 9 hours a week.
Can you get an all day? Is it an all day thing?
I don't think it's an all day thing.
Is it a limited time only thing?
It might be.
God, I need it to be.
When it goes away, I'll go back to the gym.
And safety, I need it to be a limited time only thing. Because if this is for... And by the way, keen listeners to the podcast will realize, I haven't had one of these
yet. I was going to say, you're just excited.
I know that they're going to be that good that I will not be able to recover.
I know you don't have a PT, but someone at the gym needs to essentially treat you like Homer Simpson when the chili cook-off's on. Like, they just need to distract. Like, when they see something happening at Macca's, they just need to, like... flood you with other insignificant news or smoke cigarettes in the gym so you don't get the waft of a chicken McMuffin.
The problem now is that I know that this chicken McMuffin exists for breakfast and it may only be for a limited time that I feel the need to pounce on it. But the problem is, since I found out about this, which was only maybe 48 hours ago, I've driven past about 5 Macca's, not during breakfast time, and it would break my heart too much to go in there and be told So I'm not doing it until I know it's breakfast time. But as I drive past and see the golden arches now, I hear, like, instead of ba 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 ba, I hear ba da ba ba.
Yeah, okay, good. So they've become a chicken.
Oh my
god. A chickenery for you.
I just The gym's done.
You know what also sucks for Macca's as well? It's one of those items where they're not bringing anything new to the thing. So as much as it is a limited edition, you still have the McMuffin things and you still have the chicken fillets.
Always make it.
You can always make it.
I hate it. This is why I have you in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I've worked
in... That kind of brain power.
I've worked in hospitality before where something goes, quote unquote, off the menu and people are like, I can see you have all the ingredients
just
there.
Just make it for me. Yeah.
Nah. Fine.
Yeah. No, what I'm choosing to actually interpret that as, you're an eternal optimist and you've found a way to make my problem no longer a problem.
You can do this forever if you want. Very weird.
You are. I agree.
I didn't say I'm very weird. I said a very weird.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, go.
A very weird plea from hospital staff to the general public. I see both sides of, like, I can see why the general public have done this, but I also completely get why hospital staff are like, this is so dangerous.
It's funny to me that you would see both sides. Usually when hospital staff are pleading for something, I just get on board with them.
No. And I, like, now I've read this, I'll never do it.
Aren't your sisters nurses?
Yes, both of them. Okay, and my mum worked in hospitals for 50 years. But no. I would have done this. Now I've read this. This is honestly me teaching everyone. If this happens to you, don't do this thing.
Okay, all right.
This is admission from me going, I would have done this thing.
Great.
Australia, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love the quantity of snakes. And I'm not even scared of snakes. No. I just don't like the fact that, like, or this little thing that can be coiled up in, like, my bathroom could kill me in 5 seconds. Like, that's it.
I routinely have nightmares about snakes. Yeah. You know that.
Yes. You actually are terrified of snakes.
Yeah, I'm so scared of them. So, I agree with you.
When it comes to the States, it's like, even if I was...
They make noise.
If I was mauled by a bear, I'd be like, this is kind of like... What a way to go out. And also, like,
I wouldn't think that.
I know. I mean, I think, geez, also
it sucks
either.
Being mauled by a bear.
Not once during The Revenant. It didn't look like Leo was like, I mean, this is pretty cool.
Do you know,
right?
This is a badass way to go.
But at least they have the dignity to be like this.
No, but even the snakes in the US go, they do little rattlesnakes. Like, ours don't. You just go, oh, God, you stood on me. And I'm like, you're the same color as the sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your fault.
I didn't mean to. Okay. Hospital staff, their thing is, they're saying, if you've been bitten by a snake, come in, please stop bringing the snake in.
What?
Because people think the doctors need to identify the snake to know the anti-venom.
Oh.
They're like...
So people are bringing
snakes to the hospital. In... Like, apparently, the Bundaberg Hospital is, like, the, I guess, ground zero
for this.
Queensland. They're like, please, please, please stop doing this.
Bring
because
in the snakes.
They're like, I don't think people...
Aren't all anti-venoms in Australia, it just gets it done now?
So...
Isn't that where we've landed?
There are about 3,000 suspected snake bites across Australia each year. Only between 1 and 200 require anti-venom. And they do, like, anti-venom tests and blood tests. Like,
oh,
they're,
cool.
They don't need... the doctors in this are going, I was never taught to identify snakes. I can tell what blood tests do.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you bring me in an Eastern brown snake, I'm not going to be like, oh, crap.
I'm not Robert Irwin. This is it's not going to work for me.
Like, I've never been taught how to identify snakes.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
And I mean, the answer is yes, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sure. Is it weird that when you said, stop bringing in the snakes, for some reason I saw that being like a Far Side comic style conversation between the snake and the person who's been bitten.
Like, I bit him. Like, no, like he bit me.
It's like parents going in for an ultrasound.
Yeah, tell me what happened.
Now we've both got to go in and talk to the doctor about this. No, look, well, you've done it. And we're going to come in and we're going to have to find out what's next.
When
and,
you get into a fight on like the schoolyard and you both have to go to the principal's. Yeah. All right, guys, what happened? Tell me. Who bit who? What happened? You were obviously poking Mr. Snake, weren't you?
Yeah. Now, there's instigating and there's violence isn't the answer.
But we need to figure out what happened here. I also do like that the hospital staff have really doubled down on the fact. They're like, think about it for a second.
Mm.
You've been bitten by a brown snake. That's really bad. What about a brown snake gets out in a hospital? Then people who are already not having a great time are getting bitten by brown snakes.
Yeah, it sucks.
This is not ideal, guys.
Your finger caught in a saw, and then all of a sudden you're also then, while waiting to get that scene too, bitten by a brown snake.
Nurse, I've broken my arm, and also a brown snake just bit me in the waiting room, so I think I need to be seen.
Good way to sue the hospital, though. Like, that's why they're asking people to stop doing it.
That ambulance ride is about to pay for itself.
I got bitten in the ambulance. So I'm torn about this next little bit of business because on the last podcast we did last week, I literally said that I wasn't going to reward my father for asking for his own segment on the show.
Yeah, what's happened?
But then he did something so stupidly egregious that I feel like I now need to talk about him.
Yeah, I feel like this is what my parents would have probably gone up against my entire childhood. It's like if we give him the attention he wants, we'll keep getting this stuff.
But let me be very clear.
Yeah.
I don't for a second believe that this thing has happened because
you don't think he's done it on purpose?
He doesn't want me to talk about this on the podcast.
Oh.
There's no way, but it is just... I just want people to have an insight into like what I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Because if your dad is beat, was like, oh, you won't believe it, mate. I've actually enrolled in clown college. I'd be like, stop trying so hard.
He's trying very hard. This is actually just Craig, my dad, in full flight. And
this is a good case as to why he might be on the show.
This is what I've been putting up with my entire natural life.
Okay.
I got a voicemail from Dad. I missed a call in the middle of the day on Saturday. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's unusual for him to be calling at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really recently only turned on my voicemail because I never used to have it. And so people are now leaving me voicemails, which is great. And the way the iPhone does it, I mean, this is not a revelation to anyone, but I haven't used it for 10 years. So the way the iPhone does it is it stores it like a little file.
Yeah, it's great.
You can play and you can listen to.
You forgot, like probably 4 years ago, I had my voice message as like, hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, you suck.
Whoa, no way. Hang on, let me just get a pen.
I hated that.
Ha, got ya, leave him. I still have your voice messages saved. I listen to them every time I feel sad because it's literally... I'm just losing my mind. I won't be able to say any of the words because they're all swear words, but it makes me so happy because I'm like...
If we ever get a Patreon, we'll play them.
There's one from my dad who's like, mate, you are a professional in a workplace. If your boss calls you and hears this, this will not fly. Yeah. A girlfriend at the
time... Hang on, he might have been onto something.
Yeah. I was going to say, if only I'd listened, a girlfriend at the time, she was like, you need to change this now.
And mine,
everyone hated it.
Everyone hated it. So I've got the voicemail activated for the first time
in
10 years. And I got a call on Saturday afternoon from my dad that I missed. I went, oh, good. He's left a voicemail. I'll play that back so I can hear it. Here is the voicemail he left me.
Hey, I just heard your father. Ring me.
That's it.
Ring me. Okay.
On a Saturday afternoon, an odd time to be getting a call from dad, and all I get is...
Hey, I just heard your father. Ring me.
It could be literally everything.
I have listened to that so many times, trying to analyze what the conversation is in the background.
What's going on?
He's at Live Golf in Adelaide. He's fine. I called him. He was just calling to shoot the shit. Like there was no problem.
Yeah.
I was panicked when I first heard that voice.
Just play it.
Yeah,
play it again.
One more time.
Hey, I just heard your father. Ring me.
That sounds to me like he's been taken potentially
hostage.
Hostage.
Yep.
But then play it again.
Yep.
You know, just hurts your father here. Ring me.
Could also be like, what kind of milk does your mother like?
Yep.
Is it skim?
Yep.
Is it full? Like, why? That tone is both like panicked and like, this is it. And also like so nonchalant.
A lot
like, I just stubbed my toe. But then also, I just lost $1 million.
Might think, well, look, you've known your dad for the 33 years you've been alive. Probably need to accept that that's him being silly. There's no real cause for alarm.
Mm.
And I would say yes. But the thing that is working against me here is I haven't had voicemail turned on for like 15
years.
Yeah,
this is a new experience.
It's like a new technology. It is like I've been sent a hostage tape or something. I'm like, God, why has he left this message? It's so bizarre. Why wouldn't he have just sent that as a text?
I'll show you, not now, but in our own personal time, I'll show you the other side of the coin because my dad, all of my dad's voice messages to me are like, it's the exact opposite. It's like, g'day, Ned. It's your dad. not much on, just going for a drive. Thought I'd give you a buzz. Your mother and I have been looking at pools. And I'm like, Jesus, now I don't need to call.
I was going
to
say, so you'd give anything for...
You know, just hurt your father, bring me.
That'd be great. Let's swap dads.
Yeah, okay, it sounds like you're getting a pool, so that's great.
Damn it, actually. No, give me... Let's do it in 2 years. I was sick last week. I was calling around telling the family to get their affairs in order.
You have to get your affairs in order.
Well, I won't be here, so they'll have to do it for me. I had a cough, by the way. I was just coughing.
You were playing it up a little bit, but...
And I used to go... I was going to work, and I was like, oh, I just don't know.
In fairness to you, I got what... Well, no, not in fairness. You made me sick. I got it. It was crap, but it wasn't what you were making it out to be.
And you know who gave it to me?
Who?
Michael.
Yeah, fair.
Because I picked him up from the airport, and he got in my car and was like this. Like, I picked him up, from America, and he was like... And then in 2 days, I was doing that.
And now I am.
Yeah, so...
Have fun.
Yeah, look at it. Maybe you gave it to Michael in the beginning.
Point being, you're carrying on.
Though, I am carrying
on. It hasn't
on.
Been that bad. It's just like, been a cold.
I called my auntie, Shez, and I was just letting her know. Now, Shez is like in her 70s, so she's like a little older. She said something to me, and I don't know why. It's just like I don't hear this word ever. And it like... Sort of, it was like insulting a little bit. I don't know why. I was like, I called Shez and I was like, oh, Shez, I'm a bit under the weather. She's like, you sound a little bit crook. And I was like, yeah. I was like, just got a cough and a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
Changing of the seasons, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you've gotten ill.
You've gotten ill.
Yeah. For some reason, ill makes it sound like it was my fault. Like
You've gotten ill. No, I think it's the full sentence. You've gotten ill.
Well, but
you've
just saying... You've
got yourself ill.
Even if I said to you, like, you're ill. Like, you're ill. That to me is like so
it's
much...
It's like a choice.
It's like so much meaner than saying sick or like, I don't know.
Oh, he's unwell.
Under the weather. Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bit sick. He's ill. In what capacity?
I think because it's such an old school word.
Yes.
Like, like it's something from a bygone era that it does make you think, well, we should have solved that by now.
People
shouldn't still be getting ill.
But exactly.
We do. Yeah, we do.
And it's like a doctor 100 years ago would describe ill as both like going full insane and then also having the sneezes.
Yeah.
It's like those patients are both ill.
Can I say to you, though, at the end of the day, are we confident? And, like, I mean, like, I'm looking at you dead in the eyes. Are we, like, 100% confident we want to blame Michael for this? Because I'm all on board for that, and I am 100% keen
Well, are
to
you
do
still
it.
Sick?
I'm still a little bit
I'm all right now.
I couldn't sleep much last night because I was doing that thing where, you know, when you swallow and you're, like, too aware that you...
Yeah, and your ears pop and stuff. Yeah, I had that like,
was,
4 days
ago. Yeah, that
so
was,
you're there.
Yeah, that was me last night. Yeah, so I'm sleep-deprived at the moment. Yeah. Can we blame Michael? Are we 100% blaming Michael?
Just because if it's not Michael, it's going to be me. Yeah, sure. 100%. Yeah. And you seem angry and Michael's not here, so let's blame Michael.
Well, if he was ill, why would he have accepted a lift home? It's just selfish.
Way more selfish than getting in an Uber that would have been driving around the rest of the day in Canberra.
That's a good point, actually.
It's a very reasonable demand, but I also think, nah, you made a decision.
Okay.
I'm sorry that it's come back to bite you on the ass, but... It's not my problem.
What's the demand? Who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
So I'm talking about Emma Stone. One of my favorite actors, to be honest.
Oh,
I love her and everything.
Yep.
I watched Poor Things. She was incredible in that. I'm so glad she won her Oscar. I also watched La La Land the other day.
She won an Oscar for that too.
Yeah.
She's won two.
Yeah. She was really good in it. The movie's I watched it like 5 years after the hype, where I was like, oh my God, La La Land's the best movie ever made. And I was like, eh.
Yeah, they don't make musicals very often. I think that's probably, that helped it out.
I'm like, that's LA. Great. Emma Stone has a very simple demand that I won't be complying with. I just, sorry. Unfortunately, that's just the way the cookie crumbles in your life. A lot of very famous actors change their names when they come to Hollywood because someone else might have that name, and you've got to register with the Screen Actors Guild, so like only one person can have that name. I'm trying to think. Michael Douglas has a... Isn't his name... No, his name was Michael Keaton or something like that. One of the Michaels.
God's sake. So Michael, I know it's the Michaels. Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas.
Yes,
but
that's
because
right.
of obviously Michael Douglas,
yeah.
he went, I'll be... He loves Diane Keaton, so he went, I'll be Michael Keaton.
Which is very, very cool.
That's a cool story, but he's like, yeah, I've never been able to go by my actual name.
And there's so many celebrities who are like that, where
Katy
it's like...
Katy Perry's Katie Hudson.
Yeah, exactly.
Kate but Hudson.
Kate Hudson, she can't be her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times they just use like their middle names or whatever.
Yep.
Emma Stone, now that she has two Oscars, I think maybe she's feeling emboldened enough and brave enough to make this very simple request. She's like, my name's Emily.
Hmm.
My name's Emma.
I did see this story, and there was another Emily Stone in the Actors Guild or something, so she couldn't register her name as
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there she goes. She goes, yeah, essentially the name was already taken, but she's like, I kind of want people to call me Emily from now on.
And you think it's gone too far now. People just know her as Emma Stone. Yeah. It's not going
to
work.
I say, sorry, yeah, don't win Oscars as Emma Stone then if you don't want to be referred to as Emma Stone.
It's written on her Oscars.
Exactly. Right, isn't it? Like that's, exactly that, right.
Because even if she said to the engraver, can you put Emily? It's like, no, well, I have to put Emma Stone.
Sorry, Emma Stone won the award, so Emma Stone's getting the award.
I think what's actually unfair here is that there can't be two. Like, this is because I think this is exactly what happened with Michael Keaton. He couldn't register as Michael Douglas. So, like, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
like,
had to do the same thing.
I think that this is unfair. Yeah. I think what should happen is you should be allowed to go in and just whoever's more famous wins.
Yeah, exactly
like,
right.
Emma Stone should have been able to register as Emily Stone, and eventually she would have been... Yeah. Who's the other Emily Stone?
And then it makes it way more interesting.
How many Oscars does the other one have?
Because you're not only fighting for your career, you're fighting for your name. You're
fighting for your name.
Who wants the name? Who wants this name? Who wants it more?
I'm all for calling her Emily Stone until the other Emily Stone wins three Oscars.
Exactly
and
right.
Then there can only be one.
Imagine
Highlander
being
style.
Michael B. Jordan. And not being able to call yourself Michael Jordan because 20 years ago, a basketballer was like, yeah, I'll be in a movie with Bugs Bunny. And now you're like, so now I can't have my name. I have to be Michael B. Jordan.
To be honest, I don't think Michael B. Jordan's was strictly a Screen Actors Guild thing. I think he just went, there is already a... It's Michael freaking Jordan. I need to change my name somehow.
It's just a lot funnier in my mind, but that's the reason.
It's the only reason.
I tell you what, if I ever meet Emma Stone in real life, I'll call her Emily Stone. Actually, what I will do if I see Emma Stone in person, I'll go, oh, I really like She Was Great, Stacey. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sweating this much. I'm really having a panic attack.
Can you please come on the podcast?
Oh my God, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, that's about right.
Checks out.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.